We giving God glory again, expecting miracles Monday. And I want the scripture Micah 7:15, the New Living Translation says, "Yes, says the Lord, I will do mighty miracles for you, like those I did when I rescued you from slavery in Egypt." Praise God. We are thanking God for another day, another opportunity. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. And we thank you, Lord, that we are coming before you this morning with praise and thanksgiving. We honor you, we glorify you, and we praise your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, that you have given us the breath of life once more and again. We thank you for this eighth day of the first month of the year 2015. And we say the eighth day, but it's the eighth day of the fast. So, Father, we glorify you and we honor you and we thank you, Father, that you have given us the strength, the authority, the ability to go forth in your name and do the work that you called us to do. So, Father, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Father, for this prayer line, this prayer call. We thank you, Father, for those that have joined this morning in unity, giving you the glory and the honor. We all ask you in the name of Jesus that you bless us. You open our eyes to see what the Spirit will have us to do. Open our minds that we receive what the Spirit will have us to go forth in to glorify your name. Open our ears to hear what thus says the Lord. And we give notice to the enemy that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises against us will cease, because God watches over his word to perform it. So, Lord God, we thank you for performing your word in a manifested way that miracles will go forth this day and the days to come. We thank you, we glorify you, and we honor you for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do in each and every one of our lives this day and the days to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Now I'll say once again, good morning. I love you, TMC family, and I will turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am. Minister Brenda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Tiffany, loud and clear. Take it away.
Wow, to God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda Terrell, for opening us up on this Expecting Miracles Monday, Scripture Micah 7:15. And we thank you so much for opening us up with that anointed prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California. And it is an honor to greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings here on the Master's Call. On behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome each and every single one of you. And we thank you for waking up this, the eighth day of our 40-day fast, and also the eighth day of our 40-day fast, or eighth day of the 21-day fast, whichever day you have, the Lord has put on your heart to do so. We thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call. And I mentioned fast, so if you are just dialing in for the first time since we began the fast, then I invite you to visit our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that our prayer directives for our fast, the scriptures, have been listed on our website. Also on our website is all the information that you would want to know about this, the Master's Call, bios of the speakers, our email address, and which I'll be giving you that shortly. Everything is there, so we invite you to utilize our website. Also, pass it on to three people today and let them be blessed with the information that is there as well. also, if you have been listening to this call and you feel that God is purging you and positioning you for something more, then we invite you to join us as a greeter, as a minister here, to share the word of God and to begin your next level, your next journey with what God would have you to do. Then we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and we will definitely respond to you by email. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call, and that telephone number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 5395-98#. That's immediately following this call today. If you are an artist, entrepreneur, on this line this morning, please, please, please check your back office. There are so many new things that are happening in Artists International, and you do not want to miss. Also, January the 24th, 2015 will be our Artists International kickoff event for 2015 at the Monte Carlo Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. So you don't want to miss that. And if you don't know what Artists is, it is, first of all, the number one reshaping garment company in the world. We are a health and wellness company based on faith, family, lifestyle, and legacy. And we invite you to join along with us or find out more about what Artists is about. So get back with the person who invited you to this call this day and ask them to share with you what Artists International is about. Well, it is time to hear what thus says the Lord. And our speaker for this morning is a co-founder here on the Master's Call. She is a pastor. She is a prophetess. She is a woman who is devoted and determined to build the kingdom of God. Anytime she's asked to do something, she doesn't hesitate. She's always in place to make sure that all the calls are going clear, free, and unhindered. She is the one that works the board on many, many calls. You hear her voice daily, and I just thank God for her. She is the pastor at Gathering of the Eagles Ministry, and you hear us here on the Master call us our Mother Eagle. And you may wonder, why do we call her our Mother Eagle? Well, for me, when I first joined this call, I joined as a prayer intercessor, and then I start to minister messages on the call. And, you know, whatever she sees in me that I did not see, she was able to bring those things to the surface and allow God's manifestation for me to be manifested here on earth. So that's why we call her a Mother Eagle, because she pushes us out of the nest into the places that God would have us to go. So this morning, it is a privilege, a pleasure, and an honor to bring to the line this morning at this time none other than our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for that very, very kind introduction. 100 bunches full of love back to you, Minister Tiffany and Minister Brenda. Thank you so much for saluting God's people as they came in to get situated in our telecommunications sanctuary this morning. Good morning, Master's Call family. Always humbled and honored when I'm looking on this board and seeing so many names from coast to coast, north to south. I'm so humbled out of obedience back on October 25th in 2010, Dr. P.K. Roberts and I began this journey having absolutely no clue how many lives would be blessed by simple obedience. So we thank God for you being a part of the vision this day and every day that you join in. Stepping in, standing in today, I am having a word from the Lord that I trust will bless you, will encourage your heart, will challenge your spirit, kind of piggybacking off of what our pastor spoke yesterday. They just blessed my heart, and I was just seeing a major word, a series out of it. So I'm going to preach out of the overflow today entitled More of Jesus. More of Jesus. As we begin this year, as they've told us, today is our eighth day, new beginnings of our fast where God is speaking new things to our heart. For some of you all, this may be your first day getting started with us, and we welcome you on board when we fast, when we pray, revelation, illumination, and a manifestation of God's promises happen in our lives. More of Jesus. That's our heart cry. And, you know, I love acronyms. More, our first acronym, when we want more. More means you already have some, but you want a little bit extra. More, making opportunities real every day. Making opportunities real every day. See, this year, 2015, as we are in our 12th day of a new season, of a new era of our life, love God more. I'm going to talk from four principles, and that first one will be how we love God more is to how we love to have more of Jesus, is to love God more. First principle, love God more. And that love, that agape love, should be put into action. What do you mean by that, Dr. V? Well, be thirsty and hungry for his word, his will, and to do it his way. We hear a motivational speaker, Les Brown, always talk about being hungry for things in life. That will cause us to sacrifice, to pursue, to persist when obstacles come. Well, in the things of God, he wants us to be thirsty and hungry for his word, that we chew on and meditate on his word, Joshua 1 tells us, every day, so that our way will be made good and we'll have great success and be prosperous in all we do. How does that happen? Because we're meditating, we're hungry, and we're chewing on that word, we're drinking of the word. Ephesians 5:24 talks about it through that 26th verse, washing yourselves in the word so that all of it just consumes you. Being thirsty and hungry for his word. I love the scripture, Psalms 42, verses 1 through 2, a song that was out in the 70s, as a deer panteth for the water, so my soul longs for thee. And that verse in the 42nd division of Psalms says, as the hart, which is the deer, panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? And that verse is reminding us on this time of consecration, on this time of separating, getting flesh out of the way, saying, Daddy God, speak to my heart. I want more of Jesus. I'm thirsty for a pure drink with you. I'm hungry for your presence and your presence alone. And we love how Jesus taught the Beatitudes in Matthew 5, that sixth verse, he said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Jehovah Tiskanu in the Hebrew, Tiskanu means in right relationship. Like, look up now where you are and see that relationship with you and Daddy God. Nothing hindering, nothing blocking, nothing stopping, no short circuit to heaven. I hunger and thirst to be in right relationship with you as I'm fasting, as I'm praying, Daddy God. And it goes on to say, for they shall be filled. So that sixth verse in Matthew 5, when Jesus was laying out the map, the roadmap for how you walk daily this thing called Christianity out. Blessed. You want to be blessed, are they which hunger. See, it shouldn't be, I get on this call because that's just a ritual I do. No, I'm hungry for a word. I'm hungry to be stirred in the spirit. I'm thirsty to drink the presence of God each and every day. See, this first principle, when we love God more, we do that by studying his word and having a daily heart transfusion when we read his word. When you read the word, your prayer every day ought to be, God, show me your will. God, speak to my heart. I pray every day over myself. God, show me me. And in the chambers of his word, he speaks to my heart, plowing up the fallow ground, planting seeds of truth in my heart. So when I want to wrestle with the word wins. When we love God more, our hearts will change. When our hearts change, our thinking will change. When our hearts change, our desires will change. When our hearts change, our actions will change. When our hearts change, this is when you're loving God more, your lifestyle will change. When our hearts change, our goals and our priorities will change. When our hearts are changed, we will thirst and hunger more for his presence and not just his hand. We won't see him as our Holy Ghost bellhop, but our Super Santa will hunger to say, I want to see your face. I want to know your will. I don't want to just have my way. Again, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, meaning his will, his desire for our lives, and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. And that happens when we, what, love God more. Then God will use us more. Our theme for 2015, and 2015 through me, point to yourself. We prophesied to ourselves today. Miracles, signs, and wonders are seen. See, we're calling this thing already done. When we love God more, he will use us more. See, when we love God more, it's a decision. It's a mandate. We are fasting to regain our focus. So, let me say that one again. We're fasting to regain our focus. You know, over the holidays, we kind of cast off all restraints. We ate more. We were off our schedule. We weren't as consistent with the things we may know to do. But fasting holds us in, brings us in. When we turn the plate down and spend that time talking to Daddy God, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done in our lives. This day 8, it's a new beginning. A new day, another opportunity to have a deeper love, to love God more. See, fasting is flushing the flesh of all those worldly desires that aren't in line with God's word. Fasting is fortifying our faith to walk out 2015 in victory, passing our test, and learning the right God-ordained lessons. Oh, here's another more acronym for you, manifesting opportunities, revelations every day. When you love God more, you don't become his servant, just you also become his friend from John 15. All that second principle of more of Jesus is to serve more. Serving, love requires action. See, when we say we love our spouse, when we love our children, you know, that show me out from Missouri, I can't just hear you. I want to see you love me. I want to see some demonstrations. Joshua 24, that 15th verse says, that 15th verse in the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. See, for us, it's sometimes just the God of our job. It's the God of wanting more money, but not want to do it in a godly way. God wants us to have money, but he doesn't want money to have us. The God of, for some of us, we love our sports more. And for some of us, our islands become our church, our pastor, instead of the works of the church. Uh-huh. Go say amen, oh me. The rest of that verse says, in whose land ye dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. How can we serve God? Well, it's pretty simple. We have to serve others. When I hear folks say, I love the Lord with all my heart, I love him, I love him, it's the people I can't stand. Let's put a rain on that in heaven. That's a contradiction. You can't serve God without serving his saints and sometimes his aides, okay? When we serve more, we cannot stay as selfish and as self-centered as we often are. You know, like a little baby, the first words they learn, mine, mine, me, me, because you have to teach them to share. That isn't spiritually downloaded. We have to teach our flesh, our hearts, our minds to want to share. See, serving makes us sacrifice others and ourselves emotionally and physically. Our attitude must be like Jesus, always ready to serve and to serve with humility. It's great to want to serve, but we want to serve with humility. Matthew 23, the 10th through the 12th verse reads in that 23rd chapter of Matthew, verses 10 through 12, "Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted." Now, here's another more acronym for you. When we serve, we're multiplying, overflowing, release every day. See, when you serve someone, you're bringing them some relief. You're helping them out. You're bringing them some rest. You're bringing them some comfort, multiplying, overflowing, release every day. And we ought to do it everywhere we go. Oh, today, this morning, we're talking about I want more of Jesus. So in 2015, for me, miracles, signs, and wonders are seen. Oh, the third principle for us wanting more of Jesus. We got to give more, give more, give more of our talent, our time, and our treasure. You know the three T's? Giving more of our talent, our time, and our treasure. When we really are in tune with Jesus, when we really are flowing on the same frequency and one accord, we will, by the nature of Christ in us, give more. We'll give it faithfully. We'll give it freely. Whatever it is, we'll give it friendly. You know some saints who give you something, but you got to tell them to notify their face. They got the prune juice ministry looking at y'all crazy, like they're angry with God that they got to bless you. Ah, come on. We want to be friendly. Luke 6:38, which many of you have all heard if you've been in church any period of time, as it was really talking about forgiveness. I know we teach it all mainly about money, but it was talking about letting go, you know, from kind of melting your heart from some hardness that we have. See, it starts off with say give, and that understood pronoun is you give, I give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. So how much you give of yourself, those seeds you plant, that's what's coming back. If you're stingy with your talents, if you're stingy with your time, if you're stingy with your treasure, then that's what's coming back at you, is what that verse is declaring. See, first when we give more of our talents, remember our gifts and our talents, gifts, they're for others to be freely shared, to share them with others. Here's the question. Are you freely sharing them with others today? Do we give more of our time? God, give God the quality time first and foremost. We got to prioritize our time with God, spending the quality time. That's where we get the blueprint. That's where we get the mandate for our day, for the year, for our destiny. It's not so much the quantity as it is the quality, and we have to guard that time. And we want to give more of our treasure. Oh, yeah, finances. I love this morning. I was watching Bishop Jakes. Where was it, Bishop Jakes? Oh, I was watching Rod Parsley. I loved it because he had my spirit fed this morning. And a young prophet that has been rising on the scene, Brian Carnes, was saying, why is it that when we tell people to stand up and lift your hands, they'll do that and not think anything of it? If you tell them to jump up and down, they'll say, they'll jump up and down, don't even think any of it. If you tell them that they ain't going to get their breakthrough if they do a lap around the church, really, most folks will start running for Jesus. But if you say, hey, pull out $100 and sow it to the kingdom, I got to pray about that. Why? You didn't pray about none of the other stuff, because we have to guard our heart about being so stingy with that talent of treasure. Don't say amen. Let the church say amen. And the fourth principle in my last minute, we got to witness more. We must share the gospel more in word and deed, in demonstration, and not just conversation. Yes, we must have the conversation of sharing the gospel, but the reason I believe in my heart of hearts, why God has been dealing with me so much these last couple of months. The church has become too intellectual. It's become too factual. The truth of God's word will overrun the facts. See, here we have people who can, children raised all their life in church, and they go away to college and hear a different philosophy and come back all screwed up. Why? Because they had no demonstration. They just had a bunch of information. Information is extremely important. I've got 5 earned degrees, but I never stop short of crying out for the demonstration of God's power, because both working together can change the world, can make the church powerful. We have to share the gospel more in word and deed. We must be a living epistle, a Book of Acts church. Are you a Book of Acts believer today? Here comes the question. No. Here comes the mandate as I close. In 2015, through me, through you, miracles, signs, and wonders are seen. When we witness more, here's my last acronym for the morning, mighty, overflowing, redeeming evidence takes place. Mighty, overflowing, redeeming evidence takes place. So here's how we're becoming more like Jesus. First, we're loving God more. Secondly, we're serving God more. Thirdly, we're giving more of our time, our talents, and our treasure. And lastly, we're witnessing more. I want more of Jesus. So in 2015, through me, miracles, signs, and wonders are seen. I decree and declare that into our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sorry, I went a little over. Back to you, Minister Tiffany. Tiffany?
Yes, can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Now I can.
Okay, praise you, Jesus. Thank you so much, woman of God, for that powerful, and so on time message this morning. More of Jesus making opportunities real every day. Let us go to God in prayer, and I'll be calling you back to give us our benediction for this day. Heavenly Father, we bless you and we praise your holy name. We thank you because you are God Almighty. God, we want more of you and less of us this day. On this 8th day of our fast, God, please increase in us as we decrease. Please detox those things from our mind, our spirit, our bodies, and our souls that don't line up with your word, that don't line up for your with your plan and your purpose for our lives, God. We surrender to you. Forgive us of our sins, God, those things that we said, that we spoke, that we did, that were against your will. Create within us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, that the things that we do, people will see more of you in us. So this morning we come, God, here on the Master's Call, lifting up Rainey Henry and her family, lifting up the Crouch family, lifting up the Trotter family and the Washington families for comfort, strength, and peace. God, we call out Joni to you and Alma Woods to you, Marie's mother, Marie, Odie, Greg, Shervon, Dedora, Deborah, Valda, Pastor Lavana. We know that you are the healer. You said in your word that by your stripes we are healed. So we claim total and complete healing in their lives in the name of Jesus. We pray that pain will decrease right now in the name of Jesus, and that their bodies will line up according to your will, God. Work in them a new thing, Father. Do greater things in them. Allow your faith to accelerate in them right now in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that no weapon which is formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I ask for wisdom and guidance for Ada and for Doug in their business venture. We also pray right now in the name of Jesus that Dr. PK's successful upcoming Master Spiritual Self-Love class on Thursday will go forth in the name of Jesus, the way that you have given her the vision for it to do so, Jesus. And so for each and every person in Artists International, we praise you right now for the increase, that every goal will be met in January of 2015, and that the products will keep on transforming the world one day and one person at a time, Jesus. And we thank you for Dr. Vanessa as she has ministered to our hearts and our spirits this morning. We pray right now that you would give her the desires of her heart. We thank you for Mother Josie and pray that you would continue to keep her in the palms of your hand, God. And so as we go through this day, God, and never from your presence, we expect and anticipate miracles to happen in this day. So we honor you, God. We love you. We glorify you, and we celebrate you. And we know that this will be done in the mighty name of Jesus, and we decree and declare it in your name. Amen, amen, and amen. So I thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call on this day. And I pray right now that God will continue to elevate you and lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus. Also, the replay number for this call is 712-432-1085 and the access code 539598#. Again, 712-432-1085 and the access code 957677#. We will be heading over to the morning motivational call, 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598#. Dr. Vanessa, can you please come back to the line this morning and give us our benediction for the day?
Sure will. And I just received a text we want to add to our prayer list from our Diamond President, Reggie Flanagan, that they had to admit his father to the ICU in Virginia for shortness of breath due to fluid on his lungs and on his heart. So we definitely want to keep our Diamond President Reggie's father, Mr. James Flanagan, in our hearts and utmost in our prayers. Thank you so much. Let's go and close this call in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I just thank you that this word was received and that all the hearts were good soil, and that the words will take root and nourish in our hearts the desire and heart cry that we want more and more and more of you, Jesus. Now, as we leave this call, Father, we thank you that we go out with a determination, Father God, to love you more. We go out with a determination, Father, to serve you more. Father God, we are committed to give more of our time, our talents, our treasures, and we will, Father God, witness more, being your living epistles, as we are your ministers in the marketplace. We speak the blood of Jesus, the healing power, and the favor of God flowing in us, through us, because you, Lord, have promised and decreed that it is so in our lives. So we go out with confidence, excitement, and expectation for your glorious manifestation in our lives, in every area of our lives, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen, in the name of Jesus. Bye-bye.